The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of six live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
Welcome, everybody. This is Diallo Riddle. I'm Luxury. We got a show called One Song. We'll be right back here tomorrow to debut it. Please come on back. But in the meantime,
we are so excited to introduce to you your next show here at Heartbeat Weekend. Give it up for Straight From The Heart, live from Resorts World in Las Vegas with Kevin Hart and the Plastic Cup Boys. Let's go.
Let me get your attention, people. Right now it's time to turn the volume on your radios up. Reason being, it's time for all new episode of Straight From The Heart, featuring yours truly, talking about myself, Kevin Hart. I'm not by myself, I'm with my crew. I'm talking about the Plastic Cup Boys.
Yeah, that's me.
I'm in these streets, these tweets.
That is enough.
Yes, let me talk.
Ladies and gentlemen, an all new episode starts now.
What up, world? What up, live audience? You already know what it is. This is an episode of Straight From The Heart, and this is a special one, goddammit. We're in Vegas celebrating Heartbeat Weekend, doing the show in the way and in the manner that we've yet to do it.
Well, you got them Hoochie Daddy shorts on. You can get somebody a show.
Go ahead, Kev.
Keep the knees tucked.
Got him.
I want to say to my Goldmine listeners, guys, listen, we're going to switch it up for you this week. Guys, I just want to give you a taste of my streaming radio show, of course, Straight From The Heart, which we're recording live right now from Heartbeat Weekend at Resorts World in Las Vegas. And if you want more of Straight From The Heart, guys, do me a favor, tune in to Sirius XM and Kevin pretty much on Laugh Out Loud Radio. We're on Channel 96 every Wednesday. But right now, we're going to get into the show. World, this will be a special show. This will be a show like no other. Once again, it's because we're in Las Vegas. We're celebrating Heartbeat Weekend. And, well, I get to do it with my brothers. Yeah. And it's my birthday, guys. It's going to be dope because it's my birthday weekend.
Woo! Hell yeah.
The big 4-4. I don't want to waste time. Let's get into the introduction. No.
Oh, wow.
No.
What
did I
say? Got
him. We're going to go through your intros, guys. You already know who I am, but I don't do this show by myself.
They may not know who you are. They may not. You never know.
No, they know who I am. I'm a big deal. I'm a big deal, man.
That guy right there.
They know who I am.
They don't know about the kid.
They know the kid. The kid, a.k.a. Mr. Pay-Per-View.
Come on now.
A.k.a. You see my Crocs, huh? You see my Crocs?
Well, let them shine on. Let them light up on them.
Light them up.
Hey! Yeah, that's when I hit the brakes. We're going to go through the intros, y'all. I got my man on the show, my brother, Harry Ratchford, that's a.k.a. Right.
Harry Goodspeed.
A.k.a.
Mr. Turndown Service.
A.k.a.
Quarter Water.
A.k.a.
A dime plus 99.
A.k.a.
You add that up.
What's that?
It's a $1.09.
$1.09.
Hey.
We're going to keep it going. We got my man Spank Horton on the show, a.k.a.
Smooth Thug with the good hair.
A.k.a.
One of El Chapo's goons.
A.k.a.
Sweet Willie from North Philly.
A.k.a.
A big funky.
El Grande Focalitos.
We're going to keep it going. We got my man Wayne Brown on the show, a.k.a.
Ain't nothing changed. Let's go.
You don't want
to? No, I'm not doing it.
No a.k.a.?
No, I'm ready to go to the pool party. Let's get the
you
show.
You ready to go to the pool party?
Yes.
You're not dressed for the pool?
I'm bright as shit. That's a pool party.
Okay. You feel like bright colors are pool colors?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I guess.
That's not pool party colors. That attracts heat.
Oh.
I think you look nice today, Harry.
Thank you, man.
Why are you so angry? Huh? Pull your panties out your butt. Come on, man.
Nothing he got a thong
he
on.
Is it a thong or a granny panties?
He got a thong on. We gonna keep it going. We got my man Naeem in the building, a.k.a.
Naeem Star.
A.k.a.
Big Eyes from the East Side.
A.K.A.
Old Face, Young Clothes.
A.K.A.
I'm on the honor roll. That's all A's and B's on y'all.
What does that mean?
I mean, I got an Aston and a Bentley.
No!
Shit on everybody in here.
Damn.
Kev, we got to it. You know, you can't be on the honor roll with B's, though. You know that, right? We let them get away with
no,
that.
No. That's a 4.0. You can be on the honor roll
you
with B's.
You can be on the honor roll with B's.
Still drunk from last
4.0,
night.
4.0, that's what it was.
Yes.
It was
4.0.
Yes.
Nobody cares.
Wait, man, we got one more. Definitely last but never least, my friend, my best friend, Joey Wells is in the building, a.k.a. Joey. Come on, Joey. Joey Wells, a.k.a.
Double Nickel,
a.k.a.
Just Like Wine,
a.k.a.
Said What I Said,
a.k.a.
Joe from the Note,
a.k.a.
Let's get this mother show started.
Good job, Joey. All right, ladies and gentlemen, before we start, I want to let you know that this episode of Straight from the Heart is brought to you by Extra Refreshers Gum. The Plastic Cup Boys and I are always looking for new ways to mix things up and make our lives just a little more extra. Extra Refreshers allows you to remix the moments throughout your day and create effortless connections through a variety of flavors. Refreshness uniquely offers moments of play, connection, and boredom busting through their mix packs, which include three flavors all in one easy to open and close bottle, creating the perfect personal stash that's always there whenever you need it. You can find out more about Extra Refreshers by allowing at Extra Gum or following at Extra Gum or heading over to extragum.com. This is also available nationally across most retailers. Crisp, cool, long-lasting Extra Refreshers is there whenever and wherever you need to feel refreshed and connected.
You did.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. The Daily Show podcast has everything you need to stay on top of today's news and pop culture. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show, Ears Edition, wherever you get your podcasts.
Did you guys hear about that couple that went on vacation and one spouse murdered the other? In fact, the entire vacation was planned just so that they could make the murder look like an accident.
Ah, so like a slaycation.
Oh boy, sounds like a fun new true crime podcast to me.
On every episode of Slaycation, we'll examine true cases of people who were killed while on vacation.
Was it murder? Or just a horrible accident? That's up to you and the law to decide.
But either way, if you leave for your vacation in the plane and come home under the plane, you've definitely gone on a slaycation.
Join us every week for a fascinating new episode.
911, what's your emergency?
But make sure to pack your body bags,
because getting away can be murder.
This is Slaycation.
NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. If approved, applications are typically funded the next business day or sooner. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partner. NetCredit. Credit to the people.
I can do it.
You did that.
I can do it, huh?
Boy,
you see that?
Let me tell you something.
You did
huh?
that.
Let me tell you something.
I can do it, huh?
There's other people, then there's you.
Yeah. But I do want to thank Extra Refreshers, just an amazing product, but an amazing partner. Uh-huh. Now, guys, let's get into the show. Man, what a night last night.
Do you remember?
I don't remember. I'm going to be honest with this audience here. I'm going to tell them the truth. I peed the bed. Yes. Yes. I pissed the bed. I woke up and I said to my wife, who threw water on this side of the bed? And she said, anybody throw no water on that side of the bed, you probably pissed the bed.
Again.
And I'll be damned.
You know it's a such thing as being too honest.
Yeah.
Why?
That's just too much.
I have no problem with being honest. That's the thing that people are afraid to do in these times, which is the separation from good people to bad people. Yeah. Being transparent and authentic is what makes people unique. I pissed the bed.
Can we ask you a question?
You
Wait, can
not
we ask
be
you
proud.
A question?
Yes.
How many times have you, as an adult,
peed in the bed.
Well, you
well,
guys
that one time
me very
he pissed
well.
In his wife's luggage. You remember yeah, that?
I peed in Nico's luggage one time. My bar, I mistake that for a bathroom when I was dreaming that time. I told you guys. Cabo, I pissed that couch. Remember that?
I remember that.
There's a time when I peed on the plane. That was an accident. That was also a couch.
You missed that deposit.
What?
Let's
put shit in there.
About?
I shitted on myself. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
The car. That was a situation.
That was nasty.
Yeah.
All right. That, you know what? Just that abort that question.
I canceled that meeting. Remember that?
Yeah.
I couldn't go to that meeting.
Just leave it alone.
I said, we got to reschedule this.
Messed up all your fabletics.
Yeah, messed up everything I had on. But last night, I wasn't the only one that was pissy drunk. Everybody was pissy drunk last night.
No, it was only you.
Drunk.
Not everybody.
I don't get drunk.
Let's talk about how you was crying last night.
Yeah, you was crying like a little girl.
I got emotional.
What was he crying?
We did a birthday video for Kevin, where everybody that's supposed to be his friends sent him.
Why you say supposed to be?
Yeah, because half of them I've never seen before. But they all said nice things about him, and he cried, and he said, "This is what it's about." Y'all don't know. I walk on glass. He said, "I walk on glass every day." Yeah. For moments like this, and they started crying.
When Naeem is what he's leaving out, Spank, and I'll tell everybody here, our listeners and the live audience, okay? I'm a provider, and as a guy that provides, I'm always the one giving gifts or giving the good time. So it's the moments when people do things and they show you the level of appreciation and love that matter and mean the most. So these jackasses actually did something nice for me, and they put a video
together. Your wife did it. Your wife did it.
She forced us.
Y'all sent in the videos, so you did participate.
Yeah, but it was her idea. Just give her her credit.
I gave her amazing credit. It was an amazing gift, which is why I got emotional. Why do you guys have to, why can't you just say.
I don't like that you up here acting like people don't do shit for you. We always doing shit for you.
Y'all don't
always.
Do shit for me.
We always do shit for you. We bought you a Rubicon.
You just overlook
we
it.
We bought
every
you
time.
A truck and you sold it. Come on, man.
Yeah. We bought you a G.
I had to get rid of it. I had to get rid of that truck. No, you guys have done things. You bought me a truck.
Naeem, did he ever wear that cashmere sweater? You got him.
Because Naeem is great.
I didn't buy him a cashmere sweater.
Naeem has gotten me great gifts.
I got him some diamond cufflinks.
Yes, Naeem. Naeem's got me great
Wayne
gifts.
Got him some nice headphones. I have never seen him.
Louis Vuitton headphones.
I've never used them.
That's a lie. I have, and I can get those headphones out of my office. Those are right in my office desk.
I didn't say you don't have them.
Yes.
You just never used them.
That's a gift. It's not a gift to be used. That's a showcase pair of headphones.
Right.
Spank has got me sneakers. Joey.
I got you some sneakers, too.
Nas got me sneakers. Joey's bought me bottles of wine. Joey's got all you guys have gotten me great gifts. Yeah. I appreciate y'all. I love you. I love each and every single one of you. And I'm not afraid to say it. Now, can you say it back?
I don't love you.
Oh, what? Wow.
Damn.
Not even a little bit?
I tolerate you.
That was tough.
You don't love me a little bit?
No.
You would cry first if something happened to me. You big
Damn.
Whoa.
I know
you owe me a lot of money.
That's right. That's why I keep a debt flowing. to make sure that there could be some feelings in there. But last night, do you guys remember, the pre-gaming at the lounge? Like, do y'all remember drinking there, and is the club a blur, or no? Y'all remember everything. So, now you didn't get drunk. You weren't drunk as shit.
You're the only one that blacked out.
I never really got drunk. I had a lot of shots towards the end of the night, and then I just didn't get there.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm the only one.
Now, you've been drinking for the past 3 days.
Yeah.
I'm on 10.
Listen, when you was walking to the stage, I stopped you. I said, hey, you all right? You looked at me. You said, nope.
Nope. Yeah, that's
plus,
right.
Plus, you have to eat while you're drinking.
I don't.
And you haven't been eating.
I don't eat while I drink. I think that's the biggest mistake probably.
You're a liar.
I don't eat while I drink. But it's going to be a weekend full of good times. And also, guys, it's a great time to celebrate with you. So before we move on,
hey,
I just want to do a special cheers, man.
Take a shot.
I already have one in my hand.
Oh, perfect.
I'm going to do a special cheers with my brothers, man. Come on, pick it up. Let's go. Come on. Come on, Naeem. Come
Let's
on, Joey.
Do it.
Come on, Spank. Let's go.
And when you drink this, your breath be stinking later. Just try extra refresher to get it right.
There you go, Harry. Good job, boy. Harry.
Boy.
Wait a
minute.
Boy.
Boy.
Boy. Come on.
Boy.
This is a special shot. The big 4-4. So to you, my brothers, for holding me down throughout the years, man, you can't get to these levels of life without good company.
Let's do it.
I have great company. So this is a shot where I'm just toasting to you guys. I love y'all. I mean it. Come on.
Yeah. Woo. Yeah.
Who Who poured them heavy ass shots?
I don't know, but it's going through my veins. I feel it in my veins. Guys, let's talk about the rest of the weekend before I go and make this next announcement. An amazing day we got set up today. Of course, we got the pool party that's going down. But that's tonight, man, we got J. Cole tonight.
Right? Keezy.
J. Cole. I'm excited to see J. Cole perform. J. Cole, Jack Harlow, T.I., right? All of our partners came down. Shouts out to Quake's House. I know they got down this morning. Sure. Did an amazing job.
That was great.
Quake's House, man. Quake has built up an amazing following, and I love that he has worked the radio at the highest level, man. Quake, his team, not only do they deliver on a consistent basis, but their fans do as well, literally showing up for them every day. So shouts out to Quake's House for coming down.
For sure.
Of course, we got One Song, that's another pod. Love Thing, another one that's getting down. We got Jack Harlow, like I mentioned, T.I., Party Next Door. It's a weekend full of festivities.
Extravaganza.
What I want to say, man, is I look forward to also supporting the younger generation of comics. We're taping Comic View here as well. That's going to be pretty exciting. Dope. Right?
You know, I did Comic View like 5 times with no recognition.
I wonder why.
I didn't know that, Harry.
I don't know why.
Do your joke, Harry. Huh? Do your joke. The hurry up, that hurry up and go shit.
What? You know, I forgot it was on.
You had a joke. You had a joke.
Chill out.
You had a joke on Comic View. You said it was some Asian shit. Do it.
Yeah, your mom.
Real quick, Harry. Come on.
Come on, Harry.
No. I don't even know what y'all talking about.
You know what joke I'm talking about. You only had one joke.
Y'all seen my DMs lately?
He talking about the zoo joke.
I don't know.
No. All right.
I don't know what he's talking about.
He don't want to do it. Guys, I want to get into the show and I want to do it the right way. Harry, how about we start it off with you, man? I want to get into pillow talk.
Okay,
let's go to pillow talk.
Okay.
I'm just pillow talking with a bitch. I'm just pillow talking with a bitch. I just finished passing.
Well, it's your boy, Harry Ratchet, a.k.a. Harry Goodspeed. And me and my wife be talking.
Too much.
You don't like it?
I mean, every day.
How often do you talk to your wife, Joey?
I mean, when she talk to me.
Joey don't really talk to his wife that much.
I talked to her today.
How long? How long are the conversations normally?
It'd be a good 3, 4, 5 minutes.
Yeah, and that's it. Then you shut it down after that.
But it's what comes from the heart, though. That's all she needs. She don't need to hear all this other.
Yeah.
She needs to go, good morning, babe. You look beautiful today. And the Lord blessed me to be with you today. Thank the Lord.
See now, you don't really talk to your lady either now.
I don't talk to nobody.
God damn. What's your f***ing problem name?
You.
What?
It's you.
What is this? See, that's what we
very
don't
aggressive.
I mean, that was direct.
It was very direct.
Frank, you can give a shout out to Nemo, man. He's on stage and everything. You might as well shout out Nemo.
Is Nemo all
right?
My bad.
Burn unit.
Nemo, you look good. Shouts out to Nemo.
Third degree.
Come on, Harry. I want to know what y'all were talking
about. All right. Kev, you entering in this mode of having a daughter that's of age to date.
Yes.
What's the conversation about when you don't like someone she is dating? Is it a direct to the individual, or do you speak to your daughter about it?
Well, two things. First thing, I want to address Harry popping his mouth like that. Did you guys hear that? Did you guys hear Harry hit you?
I got
with
the extra refresher.
He hit you with a in the middle of this thing. You know what? I think it's a real tough transition for any father. I think for me, you know, my daughter's 18 now, so you have to be warm and welcoming to whomever and whatever, you know, choices your child wants to make. I just support it all. So there's a lot. Like, I think that my daughter has dated a couple different people. I just act like I'm cool with it all, even when I'm not. And I just go to my
That's
wife
why I
and
asked
be like,
because I knew you was gonna lie.
As I said, I act like I'm cool with it all to her.
No, I'm saying. So you don't have no conversation. If you don't like a guy she's dating,
I don't say it to
whatever
her.
Reason.
I don't say it to her.
You don't say nothing.
I say it to my wife. I wait for her to leave, and I'm like, can you believe that shit? Look at who.
But what if she continues to date the guy that you don't like?
It's not. I mean, that's for her. It's not me. I can't create or dictate her choices for her adulthood life.
I'm sick of this shit. Spain.
It's the truth.
You.
Your son dating. You don't like the girl that she's dating.
Right? That ain't his business.
Yeah. Why do you want to control your kids that much?
What, so yeah, what type kids. Of dictatorship is going on in y'all?
I made them, they mine.
Yeah, but you can't.
I paid for them, they mine.
You can't control.
You paid for them.
I can.
You, no, you can't.
I can.
No, Harry, you can't control.
If she lives in my house, I control everything in that house.
I mean, Harry, you got to let this.
If she bring in there I don't like.
Huh?
Hey, I'm going to give you one chance. I don't like this guy. He can't come back over.
Okay, can
or
I say
you gotta
something?
Move.
That, can I say something then, since we're being honest?
That's the reason.
I don't feel like Kai made a good choice with you. Right? I've kept that in. Imagine me going to Kai.
You would have said that.
Imagine me going to Kai. You wouldn't be married right now.
Right.
If I had a really like
first of all, I'm
expressed.
A dime.
If that, I had that's, expressed.
Let's get that straight. Let's just put that on the line.
I'm just saying.
I'm a straight dime, and she is very lucky to have someone of I my
ilk. That stuff ain't
so.
Real.
I didn't think so. But imagine if I had a voice that to Kai.
I feel sorry for you, Nico.
You can't control your
kids. Yes, I can.
No.
So, how many parents out here would say something if you didn't like the individual that your daughter or son is dating? You have an obligation to say it.
About five people agree.
Can I be honest with you?
No, these are very
I took a look at everybody that clapped. I'm almost 1,000% that they're all single. I looked at everybody that raised their hand and that lonely batch of people, that lonely batch of people that don't want others to be happy. At the end of the day, without mistakes, you got no lessons. Well, so people got to make mistakes.
But what if you see something about that person that you go, that's an arsonist?
What that's
if you
a what?
See, it's an arsonist.
Why did he choose the arson?
What the fuck?
Who sees somebody that's an arson?
They got matches. You go, why they got matches? Don't nobody
what
have matches.
F-
it's going to burn down a house. I'm going to tell my child.
Joey.
What type of childhood trauma are you going through?
Joey just went to an arsonist, Joey.
An arsonist.
You guys said a person that you don't like. You guys aren't talking about, if you have knowledge about a person, that's different. If I know that the person is a bad person, a person's selling drugs or part of the cartel or something crazy.
He can walk in there with the wrong shoes on.
No, that's ridiculous, Harry. That's
he
ridiculous.
Ain't gonna make it.
What if their parents ain't nothing?
Naeem, I want to hear from Naeem.
First of all, I'm hoping that I continue to build a relationship with my daughter to where she feels comfortable enough to talk to me about those things, you know. Even before her mother.
Oh, okay. She's going to tell you everything.
I said that I'm hoping to build
that.
Well, I
don't
didn't say,
hope no more because
I didn't
gonna
say
tell
that it was
going
to happen. You know what? You're a bad father. I'm just
I don't care.
All right?
I don't care.
I know.
Naeem has an amazing relationship with his daughter. He really does.
Being an older father is a bonus, is a plus for something like this because I can give her all the gems and jewels that she'll need and then she'll just have to make those decisions on her own. And then I'll just support her the best that I can. You know, I don't want to be that person that's saying, you can't date this guy. I mean, once she's of age, you can't date this guy, you can't date this one, whatever
blah,
you're into.
Blah, 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 blah.
Isn't it true, though, that your daughter will, they say that your daughter looks for individuals
if
that
they
are close
a bad
to
man,
her
that's,
father.
That's
it's
a
reflection
representation
of you.
Okay.
That's a reflection of you as a man in her life.
Nemo, be quiet. You don't have no kids.
So if they pick a bad one.
No, that is not on you.
If they walk in with ugly shoes.
I look for career-driven women because my mom was that. So I feel it's the same way when a woman is looking for a man. And
what?
if you're not a positive influence on her, then that's the type of guy she's going to go for.
I like women who boost.
What?
Who do what?
Boost.
Steal.
Joe, you talking about stealing?
Yes.
So you at least have some good product in your house if your son go date somebody bad.
My mother worked for Embassy Suites. Do you know we never bought a blanket?
Okay, all right.
That's
all right.
A good move.
Okay, Joey.
Let's get Wayne perspective because Wayne had a lifestyle.
Yeah.
And then God hit him with two daughters.
Okay.
Ooh. And so.
What the fuck was my lifestyle? Why you say it like that?
Okay, you had a lifestyle.
Let's talk about it. I just want to hear your take on it.
You had a nightlife and you was out there in the streets.
I was single and I was enjoying life.
So we want to hear your take, Wayne.
I would let my daughters do what they want. I'm not interfering with that.
Mm. Okay.
That's their decision.
Okay. At eight, when they're of age.
When they're of age, yes.
Yes, yes.
So you don't like the dude. You don't have a personal opinion.
If you speak on it and you press on it, it ain't going to do nothing but make them go stronger.
Oh, no, I didn't press. I just say it.
Harry, you see your daughter boyfriend out cheating, you going back to tell your daughter?
Now that's a man. That's a man law. You can't.
So you, if you see your daughter boyfriend cheating, you not gonna say nothing.
That's a man law. But yes, I told you this was no good.
You just contradicted
you
yourself.
You got to fall hard. Put a Band-Aid on it. Let me tell you something.
He out of here.
I'm telling you. My shit makes sense. Y'all don't make sense.
You can't apply street laws to your daughter?
Shit, if I can't. That's a man law. You cannot tell that's your on daughter. Another man. You cannot tell on another man.
Harry,
that's why.
So you don't at least approach him and say, look, I see you. Nope. You need to say something or I'm going to say something?
No, he going to feel the heat from my stare. I ain't got to say nothing. That's on her. I told you. He wasn't no good. You got to fall hard.
You can't tell on another man.
I will tell you this. I will tell you this.
Would you tell on your stepdaddy?
I'm going to.
I wouldn't tell on him. You wouldn't tell on your stepdad? No, he's your stepdad.
I think the idea.
You don't care about your mother or your daughters.
First of all, he ain't my stepdad. That's my mom's husband.
Stepdad. Okay. I like that. Guys, I want to thank our friends once again at Extra Refreshers Gum for sponsoring today's show. Extra Refreshers is all about easy, meaningful, long-lasting connections. And if you know anything about me and the Pleasant Cup Boys, well, guys, you know that we love a good connection, a good hookup. Guess what? Knowing a guy or guys or people, it's all a part of the realm of connection.
And let's talk about some connection.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert. And I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
So what do people get when they listen to The Late Show Pod Show? Let's sell this thing.
The extended moments, for sure, because we run out of time for broadcast, but we have plenty of time on the podcast.
It's kind of like being a live audience member of the show because you get things that no one else hears. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.
Start clean with Clorox because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because... I have a charcoal mask. Great, because why would I put that on my face when I could drop it in my sink? This is what I get for multitasking. Ugh, why is charcoal so sticky?
Hello?
Hey, Janice. I am so sorry. I thought I was on mute. No, we don't need to reschedule. I'll just stay off camera.
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed.
That we've made in life.
Speak on it.
This whole team has been about connections, right? You and I started off early in the game. I was your opener, and I'm 20 years in. I have not gotten a promotion. I'm still the opener. But we have connected each other and brought each other along. I brought Spank along. Spank brought Wayne along. You brought Harry along, and Harry kind of brought Joey along. And now we sit here as a team, as the ultimate connection.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Provide entertainment for the people around the world through jokes, through intelligence, through whatever Spank be talking about.
Let's go.
Connections get us to where we want to be, unless you connect to the wrong people, get you out of somewhere, get you in jail. I know you've been connected to some felons, Spank. One being Joey Wells.
Mm-hmm.
I must get you kicked out of Canada or not let in. But the biggest connection that we all have in common would be Kevin Hart. And I would say my connection with him started way back in 2001. Yeah, that's when we started touring together. And it's led to a lot of great things, man.
Yeah.
A lot of great things. I've seen him grow from, well, he didn't grow. I see him, saw him stay the same size, but he grew in success. He told me a long time ago he was going to be that next big thing. And I said, well, go ahead and do that thing then, boy. And he did it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So fortunately, I was able to bring on one of my friends, and that would be you, Spank.
Yeah, and we got connected in college at Temple University. Mm-hmm. I wasn't doing comedy yet, but when I started doing it, I started.
You saw me. Go ahead. You saw me.
I wasn't even going to put it.
You saw me bomb. You said, I can do that.
I saw name bomb. I said, I could do that. But that's really what helped spark minds, though. It did. And so I started doing colleges. And then I remember you had a conversation like, yo, bro,
Because I looked at you as, like, you know, one of the big guys because you was on Comedy View and all that. Mm-hmm. But you was like, yo, man, you can book me. I'll do some college shows with you and all that. And I started booking you as well. So it used to be like me, you, Teray, or me, you. I started booking you more. So, man, you got connected. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was connected with Kev beforehand. I got 15, 16, whatever. And when he got an apartment with one of my close friends, I'd just be over all the time. But it wasn't a work connection. It was just a hangout friend connection. Mm-hmm. Being as though you was with him working and then you mentioned my name, like, yo, man, you know, you can put Spank on. And that,
easy transition.
Yeah, it's an easy transition. Mm-hmm. And Naeem, I mean, Kev already known me, so he's like, you know what? Yeah, let's go for it. So that definitely connected that. Then you could say I connected Wayne, because Wayne, used to, me and him used to always hang around with each other in college. So he would come on the road with us on weekends and stuff like that. So it was definitely a connection between Kev that got all of us, between Joey, because I've been new of Joey just because of comedy, but we really got connected through Kev, same as Harry. I met Harry for the first time through Kev, and also John.
Right. So we can safely say that Kevin is the glue.
The glue, for sure.
To connecting all of these dots.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It, because if it wasn't for him, it'd be a bad game of Tetris.
So with that being said, I just want to say thank you to Naeem, because if it weren't for Naeem, none of us would have been connected.
our connection, our bond, well, man, it's something that I feel should never be broken.
The connection of working with Kevin has built my career in many ways. One being us being here on Straight From The Heart. Another platform for us to showcase our talent and also bring in a couple extra dollars. Mm-hmm. And when I say couple, I do mean a couple. But, man, so many things have just fallen into my lap. From being around Kevin, the people that we've met, the network that we now have, the comedy specials, Plastic Cup Boys, both specials were funded by him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And indirectly, my show that I have on BET with Tyler Perry is indirectly connected through this connection. You know how?
Oh.
Because Tyler Perry saw me performing at a Kevin Hart show. Mm. And he said, who's that guy? Mm. And I said, hello.
Hello.
It's the star of your new show.
Boy, Naeem, I'm going to lie, man. Sometimes you really can do it. Well, no, sometimes. Because the other times when you don't do it, you're thinking about ways to do it better.
Yeah. So to all the aspiring entertainers out there, regardless of what it is you're trying to be, whether it be a comedian, singer, rapper, actor, whatever, connections are everything. This is a game of smarter, not harder. Strategy is extremely important as an entertainer, because we often see some of those really talented people never make it to the next level because they're working sideways or backwards instead of forward. And what I mean by that is, you know, you just kind of just beating up the road, or you're looking for an opportunity for someone to discover you, whereas you should be taking the initiative and connecting with the right people.
Guys, I don't want to go on to trending topics because it's a live show. I want to keep the flow going. And I think something better than trending topics is something to talk about what I'm feeling right now. And, you know, I'm going to take this time to actually say it. I've been a part of the radio show here for a long time, right? And having this connection, I feel like now I'm in a place and position where I want to see my brothers shine and do more. And guys, I'm really considering, like, stepping back and letting this show become yours.
I appreciate that.
Like, you guys having the opportunity to brand it, build it, and do it on your own.
Can we change the name of the show since Heart isn't on it?
No, Naeem. Straight From The Heart is what it will be, but I'm saying we're moving.
Yeah,
the
why
Kevin.
Would it be that?
Well,
you still
want to
have control over the show?
Yeah.
Well, then can we put an E in it? Yeah.
No, what? Naeem. What?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
He got a point.
Good. Yeah.
He's that's quick.
And if you quit, what happens to the money that you get? Does it come back to us?
Nope.
I want you guys to build it more.
Are you going to be an executive producer of the show?
I'm still going to be a part of the show. I just
special guest.
Yeah, I'll be a special guest. But, like, why not let you guys fly? Why not let y'all spread your wings fly? Right? Yeah. Spank, Naeem, fly. Joey.
Put me in a movie, and then I'll fly. Yeah, if you really want to do something for
me. Yeah. Put me in. That's what I want. That's what I want.
Stop doing shit we didn't ask for.
Yeah, we ain't asked for this. We ain't asked for this. You called us and said, yo, you know what would be dope? Let's do a radio show. Now you stepping back.
We're giving shit that we don't need.
I'm be honest.
Put me in a movie.
I'm be honest.
It's like when you bought me that old school car. I don't even like old school cars.
Can I say something?
Like, you buy stuff, you do stuff for you.
It is so hard to be their friend. It is so hard.
I told you I sold that old school car.
You sold that car, Wayne?
Sold the car.
Sold I sold it. How much you got for the low?
On the low.
Wayne, how much did you get for that car?
Like 30 grand.
Oh, that was half of what you paid for it.
Piece of
I ain't want it.
That was Why would you sell that car?
That was half.
I ain't like it.
Wayne, that came from my heart.
Well, straight from the heart.
Which
Naeem still waiting for his money.
Naeem, you didn't get no money yet?
Nope. Well, you sold your car to the wrong person.
Who you sell that car to, Naeem?
You.
This, let me tell you how stupid Naeem is. He go, yo, I'm going to sell this car. I said, let me buy it off you. He said, all right. He gave me the car. You think I'm going to give him money for the car I bought him?
Oh, you mind.
No.
You
mind. I had to make sure he sent me the car back first. You ain't never getting a dime for that car.
Guess what?
And if I had known Wayne was selling his, I would have did the same thing.
Guess what, Kev? You know I still got the title.
He do. He do. He
got surprise, motherfucker.
He got the title. Hey, 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 nah. I'm a good, too.
I know. I know. I can't wait to get that shit.
Wow.
Now, what'd you say? Yo, what'd you say now?
That is the biggest hustle of all time.
Nah, I'm just playing with you.
Well played, Naeem.
Well played. Well played. Hey, he don't play checkers. He play chess.
For sure.
That boy play chess.
Checkmate.
No, but I'm dead serious, man. I love the fact that, like, when I look at the growth behind the show, the personalities, like, you guys were doing your intros. People were reciting them. And the show happens a lot without me anyway because of my schedule. And I just think it's time for us to build a bigger brand, do bigger things. But I think it's also time for you guys to stand tall on what we have. And this thing operates whether I'm here or not. Right. And I think the operation behind it just only magnifies if you guys are put in the position to shine more. I ain't talking about connections, just to stay on that for a second. Mm. And me really passing the baton to my friends. Do you feel like the connection between you and the guys is one that can really take this show to a place of different levels, Wayne?
Yeah, we do the show without you already.
That's true.
And it's been good.
Do you feel like it's a better show without me?
Yeah, it's more relaxed. It's more
everyone's
real.
Involved.
It's real.
Yeah.
We can say what we want. We ain't gotta be PC.
When you're here, it's you know, it's signs and say don't say this, don't do that.
You dominate the conversation with your.
You try to twist everything to make it political.
You fall asleep sometimes.
Right. Give yourself a lot of credit.
Censored by Kevin.
So I can say that.
And you only have. Oh my God!
Delete that. Delete that.
Oh my God!
We can't.
So you guys feel like with me, you feel like I basically hold you guys back?
For sure.
I didn't say that. But
I wouldn't say hold us back.
It's just a different show.
You stun our growth.
It's a good show either way.
Yeah.
But for the people who have now gotten to know all of us through radio, they get to really feel us out when you're not here because everyone participates.
That's crazy. That was
so
crazy.
So you're saying that you're...
If we did it from the beginning, it wouldn't work because people tune in for you. But... Now they tune in for the show.
True.
And when you're not here, it's just a better flow.
Hey.
We're not going to go into sports because we got a guest today
that
is going to allow us to build so much conversation, so much talk.
Vegas,
for our listeners, we are big boxing fans. We love the sport of boxing. We love the personnel that's attached to it. And today, our guest, Naeem, it's stupid for me to do it because the boxing fanatic that I am holds nothing to the one that you are. So I want to pass the baton to my brother. That's you, Naeem. You announce our guest.
Okay.
Special guest in the building.
Coming to the stage right now to be a part of Straight from the Heart for the first time, former welterweight champion, now boxing commentator and podcast host. Give it up for Sean. Showtime, Sean Porter, y'all.
Yes,
give it to him.
Come on, Sean.
My guy.
Yo, the crazy thing.
I can't do you.
The crazy thing, Sean, the way you dressed, if we was like out in a nightclub, I'd be like, oh, f- him up.
Oh, I was about to say.
Like, there's a.
He
like,
don't look so tough.
Sean, I swear to God, man, like, he got a tie-dye shirt. What'd he say?
I'm not tough.
They got to go there and whoop his ass. Sean got a hook that's waiting to put anybody to sleep. Sean, I want to say welcome to the show first and foremost. And Sean, there's a heavy debate that we're having right now.
Right.
And we're going to help not promote a fight because the fight needs no promotion. One of the biggest fights to hit the boxing stage in a long time. Errol Spence is fighting. Terrence Bud Crawford is going down on the 29th. And here, we're split. We're split. There's a lot of Bud fans. There's a lot of Spence
fans.
Who
you got, Kev?
I'm going to be honest with you. Y'all not going to like it because I have to be PC, politically correct. So let me be PC. So I want to say they're both my brothers. I love them both. I love what they both have built.
Man, who do you got in the fight?
You bet no.
I think Spence is too big. I think Spence.
Whoa, that was crazy.
That was crazy.
I think Spence walks through the damage that Bud can provide.
Uh-oh.
Bud has not presented that type of, he has not taken a damage. He's given a damage, but we haven't seen Bud take the damage. Spence has taken damage, and he's walked through it.
I don't know.
Then it's ain't
nothing,
damage.
There's
if he
nothing
walked through
scarier
it.
Than hitting somebody with everything you got, and a motherfucker go, yeah, it's on now.
Kev, like, tell Sean about your boxing match.
You got knocked the f*** out.
Come on, Sean.
Well, because the main thing with this fight with Spence and Crawford is styles make fights.
Yeah.
You can say that about any fight, but with this fight right here, we don't know who's going to win this fight.
Right. No. That's true.
Well, that's true.
So
a lie.
What style would you use to beat Spank?
Just keep moving. He fat as shit. Keep moving. He going to be tired.
You better move.
He going to throw about 20.
You better move.
I'm going to be able to take what he got. He going to throw
You're
a couple haymakers.
You're not going to take what I got.
He going to throw a couple crazy.
No, he can take it.
That's crazy.
He can take it.
Hey, we need to relax.
That's real crazy.
Hey, that cringe.
Oh, my God.
Let me ask Sean a question. So I've done your show a couple times, and I did it yesterday, actually. And I've been,
nobody cares.
I was saving this question for today instead of on your show. I'm sure by now you've seen the video when you fought Terrence Crawford after the 10th round.
That's a cold move.
They looked
that
at
was cold
him.
Right there.
That's
that
a cold
was
move
cold.
Bringing
yeah,
up
cold.
The time. Yeah, Sean, yeah, we had a celebration.
No. We talked about that yesterday,
yeah,
too.
We didn't talk about this. What I'm about
no,
to
no,
ask.
No, but we talked about you talking about me fighting other people in front of me.
Yeah, that's a cold
we'll
move.
We'll do that.
Sean, I'm sorry. After the 9th round, people told him that he was down. He was like, you see him in the corner, he's like, I'm down? He's like, nah, he's like, you down. Then he said, I'm down. Then he came out in the next round and he knocked you out.
Jesus Christ.
Did it anyway.
How
didn't
the fuck do y'all treat guests
okay,
on the show?
Supposed to be your friend, cuz.
How do y'all treat guests?
Not no more.
I just want to know, after seeing that, did that bother you more? Did it, because to the uncommon boxing fans probably think, oh, he realized he was down. He could have done that shit the whole fight. He took things seriously in that round and got him out of there. So I want to know, did that piss you off a little bit more?
Well, so I'm not an amateur at this. I'm very good at avoiding questions. So what I'm going to do is avoid that question. And I'll see you Rico Spence versus Crawford in the ring.
Hey, okay. There we go. Who, me?
We talked about that.
Why your voice go high? Why your voice go high?
We talked about that.
Sean.
So I'll see you then.
Sean, what I want to say to you, you got an opportunity to possibly commentate on one of the biggest nights in the sport of boxing.
Yeah.
Me and you talked. We were in Saudi Arabia. And what I told Sean at the time, we were talking about the personnel that was attached to the sport and how the sport was now having the opportunity to be heightened again. And right now, boxing is coming back. The conversation of boxing is highlighted. It's pay-per-view. Big tickets. People are spending big money. This is a big night. You may not want to choose, but ultimately, you have to have a favor. And in this world, in this space, I don't like that I have to choose. But we have to go in and not say we just want to see a good fight because we do. But we also know who we feel has a better advantage. From the high level of critique to the highest level of understanding, who has the better side of advantage?
But it's really, this fight is so hard to predict or choose who's going to win the fight because both guys are amazing at everything. That's just the God honest truth about it. I had Dame Lillard text me and said, who's going to win?
Yeah.
I said, how do you choose? He said, how do you not choose? I said, well, you're choosing consistency versus consistency.
Yeah.
Both of them are consistent at being great.
Yeah.
What hole can you pick in Errol's game?
I can't.
You really can't.
I can't.
The hole that you can try to pick out of Terrence's game is that he gets hit or that he starts slow early.
Yeah. I can pick more holes in T and Bud than I can Earl. And my biggest hole in Bud is you can't point to a time where we've seen him take damage. And the only hypothetical is what if the damage presents himself? And
what damage did Spence take? You keep saying that.
Spence's last two fights he took damage. What are you talking about?
Not the last two, but the last one.
He took damage.
He got his mouthpiece knocked out.
Last one, not the last two.
He took. He had some tough rounds.
Against who? Against Danny Garcia?
No.
No, not Danny. Him. To fight the other one.
Oh, me.
By the way?
Yeah.
By the way, prime
he
example.
Took, he took, yeah, that's yeah, the only
by the way, prime
I've
example.
Take damage
he took damage. Like, yeah. And me knowing you and being a fan of you, that was a f-ing fight.
Yeah.
You gave Spence a fight.
But again, like to argue that, you're talking about Terrence, they never took damage. Terrence goes back in the 10th round, they say, oh, you down. He says, what? I'm down. And he just turns it up. Mm-hmm. And so he's that kind of fighter that if that damage is to come, you can bet on that, seeing that round right there, that moment, you can bet that he's going to turn it up when the time comes.
Who's a better adjusting fighter?
Bud. Crawford. Bud, hands by far. Down.
Crawford is the better adjusting fighter. I think Errol is the better prepared fighter. I think Errol comes to the ring prepared to do whatever it takes to beat who it is in front of him. And then along the way, he just breaks you down. Terrence, he comes to the ring, and he more so, he just kind of like along the way, he figures it out.
Sean, what is your biggest moment in your career? Like that one moment that was like, it was emotional for you, like, wow, I just did that.
Honestly, winning my WBC championship.
Define WBC for the listeners that don't know.
I won my first championship in 2013, and it was more so like I didn't really understand the business of boxing. I didn't understand the championship titles and all that kind of stuff. I really didn't even know what the IBF was. And so after I lost the IBF in 14, it was like, okay, what's the next goal? And so I made the next goal to WBC, the World Boxing Council, which is probably the most notable belt in the world to win. It's the green belt. That's
talk
what they refer
shit.
To it as.
When you
talk
when you're
shit.
The champion, how much groupie?
Censored by Kevin.
We don't talk about that.
Oh, my bad.
No, we don't talk about that.
God damn, Harry.
But
what?
But
I'm
no,
asking like, poignant questions. Y'all talking boxing shit. I'm asking poignant. For that.
Y'all appreciate this story. In 2014, I lost my IBF. I made a goal. 4 years it took me to get back to the WBC. So I lost the belt in 14, get back to the WBC in 2018. 2018, I had my first child. In January 2018, fought for the WBC in September of 2018. We, one of the worst camps that I've ever had, but also one of the best fights that I've ever had. And we developed this game plan, and I felt like it worked to the T. When the last bell rings, I felt like I won the fight, but it was like, just got to hear your name called. You know what I mean? It's a split decision, which means they call points that I won. They call points that he won. And it's like, even though they're building a suspense, I'm like, I just need to hear my name. I know I won. I just need to hear my name. When my name was called, I had the same feeling as I did when my wife gave birth.
Wow.
The exact same feeling. I couldn't. It was like just emotional. Unbelievable moment, you know what I mean? So,
what do you mean when you say one of the worst camps I've ever had? What does that mean,
bruh? And Ant right there, he's co-host on the podcast, the Portaway podcast. That is the
and he ain't don't miss no meals.
He don't box.
That's the shame.
And ain't miss no meals.
Ant don't box. And Ant, I don't want you to take that as disrespect.
Ken, what does that mean? Why do you come?
I just
want to
Ant don't take this as disrespect.
No.
But
say
I'm
going to
say that Ant is the guy that's breaking down tape. Ant is breaking down tape and film.
He like macaroni and cheese.
He's breaking down film.
He's a technical guy.
Yeah, he's a technical guy.
Been a big man for a long time.
Yeah, he's not going 12 rounds with nobody.
He could.
Son just turned a year old. He like 30 pounds or something like that.
You put a drumstick on each butt.
I believe it. When somebody yells something like that out, I don't challenge it. I believe it. If somebody go, Kev, my son will f*** you up. You know what I say?
Probably.
He knows something. I'm not challenging that.
I'll say this, and then I'll leave it alone and leave it there because I am working on my documentary. But my dad and I, we got into a humongous altercation.
He whooped your ass.
put hands on you.
Absolutely not.
Your dad.
You know my dad, though.
Your dad.
You know my dad, though.
Yes.
we got into a humongous altercation and probably didn't talk for 6 weeks.
Damn.
The first time I talked to my dad was when we left from Vegas to New York. He tried to come to my room. Hey, I want to see your weight. I said, Dad, my weight fine. That was the first time I spoke to my dad in like 6 weeks.
Wow.
He brought in somebody else to Barry Hunter, brought in another coach to help with the training and all that kind of stuff. I mean, we was like, we come to the gym to get every day.
That's tough. And you and your dad was just close. This,
and that was it. You know what I mean? But yeah, you'll see in the documentary everything that kind of transpired and all that.
Are you guys better now?
Absolutely.
Okay. I was going to say, that's one thing that's attached to you.
Absolutely. Say again?
Who did you beat for that belt?
Danny Garcia.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh.
Shout out to Danny Garcia, Philadelphia
from
guy.
Philly knocking another Philly
that's,
boxer
that's
out.
That's one of the things that.
What up, Philly? Y'all ain't shit. What? I'm sorry. But my bad.
That's one of the things that people don't.
Philadelphia
again,
PA
you know?
Dirty as hell.
Damn. Yeah.
Harry.
Harry is from Gaffney.
From Gaffney, South.
Doors. You don't have. Stop signs.
Come on now. We fly
lights.
Over there now. We fly over there.
Gaffney has produced we one lazy eyed and it's you. That's it.
Hi, I'm Harry Goodspeed. I'm Kevin Hart's BFF, and I'm running for mayor of Gaffney, South Carolina in 2020. I'm running on a platform of being a real good guy. Vote Ratchford. I endorse this message.
Sorry, Sean. Sean, one more good one, right? Let's talk about your career. Once again, we highlighted a lot of the amazing things that you've done. And, you know, right now you're on the other side of it and you're watching the younger generation come up. Are there any fighters that you're extremely excited about that you feel like the future of boxing is extremely bright for?
Honestly, all of them. I think that boxing is moving into a wave now where fighters know how to promote themselves.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Fighters are more intelligent, smarter now. They understand the contracts more than they ever have.
Mm-hmm.
Fighters are no longer being taken advantage of anymore. I mean, the list goes on. When those things are not in play, a fighter can really do everything that they need to do in the ring. You're talking about Tank Davis, who is really just orchestrating his own career, moving it by himself now. You know what I mean?
Right now, outside of the Shakur. Spence and Bud conversation, is he possibly the best boxer?
Best and most probably most popular too.
Popular, yeah.
Yeah. Mm.
For sure. He's a pay-per-view.
Literally jump off of Mayweather's
back. He's a pay-per-view attraction.
Yeah.
He's not only sell tickets, he puts asses in seats.
I told him, we did an interview and I told him, I said, do you realize you're an entertainer? He said, no. I said, nobody's ever told you you're an entertainer? He said, no. I said, did you see the price of your tickets? I said, people ain't coming to just watch boxing. The people are coming to be entertained.
Yeah.
You're knocking them out, and people are loving it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So you're talking about Tank Davis, of course, Shakur Stevenson.
Oof.
Devin Haney.
Oof.
Right now, 135, the lightweight is like where it's at.
That's
right
where the sport is at.
That's where it's at.
Sean, man, you know, we get guests on the show and we've had guests, but I want to say guests that come with the resume, guests that come with the history. Well, man, it's something that we have to really take in because it's dope to just be in the space and place of history. My guy, you have that.
Sean
You've developed that. You've done that. And I mean it when I say a Hall of Famer, man. Thank you for coming and gracing us and giving your words.
Guys,
show Sean some love, please.
Showtime, Sean Porter.
My God.
Showtime.
Man.
All right, do we say goodnight now? I'm sleeping.
Well, Spank, before you can do any types of goodnight, Spank, you need to understand, guys, whether it's a big ask or a small favor, clearly you can never have too many connections. Thanks again to our friends at Extra Refreshers Gum. Guys, you can find more about Extra Refreshers by following at Extra Gum or heading over to extragum.com. And to show you how well I read. Go ahead, now give it a go.
Whether it's a big ask or a small favor, clearly you can never have too many connections. Thanks again to our friends at Extra Refreshers Gum. You can find out more about Extra Refreshers by following at Extra Gum or heading over to extragum.com.
And that.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, and I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
So what do people get when they listen to The Late Show Pod Show? Let's sell this thing.
The extended moments, for sure, because we run out of time for broadcast, but we have plenty of time on the podcast.
It's kind of like being a live audience member of the show because you get things that no one else hears. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Hey, listen. Remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah, of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well...
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.
That's why you will lead the charge in the future success of this show. Na'in Lin. See, Na'in? I set you up.
You did.
You understand what I'm saying, Na'in? You're the guy. Ladies and gentlemen, listen. This show is only dope because of you.
This show is great.
It will only get better because of you. And with or without me, God damn it, this show shines. I want to not only support us, love us, listen to us, but God damn it, be a part of the journey. Keep the goddamn radio station on Channel 96 on Sirius XM. That is Laugh Out Loud Radio.
Make a connection with us.
There you go. Look, see?
Boy, you did it again.
Boy, again.
Extra refreshing.
We're going to close the show out special. One more shot.
True.
Give him shots, guys. Hey,
man,
give my guy shots.
Man.
It's my birthday, bitch.
It's my birthday.
Let's go. Get the bottle.
Everybody.
To us, to continued success and growth. The best representation of any type of level of winning for me is seeing my brothers win more. At the end of the day, money ain't shit if it's just you by yourself. Seeing you motherfuckers put yourselves in a position to not only make more money and do more things, that's the real success.
You getting a raise?
I didn't talk to you at the end of the show about some money.
Cheers.
But what we will do is just continue to show people friendship.
And cheers to the last weekend of the tour, bro. We did 180-something dates.
199,
baby.
199. Yeah, that's right. Wait, this is the last show.
Is it?
Yes.
This weekend is the last two shows of the tour.
Damn.
199 shows. You lazy bastard. You couldn't do 200?
We don't. We
did one more.
We went everywhere. It's over.
We did.
Damn, y'all. This is the last show.
We didn't go to Gaffney.
Well, Gaffney,
Nah, you son of a bitch.
Gaffney don't have
the
a
church
theater.
Was booked.
They don't have a theater.
I can get y'all in the armory. Go
perform at the Elks Club.
To our listeners, guys, we're going to close the show with a bang. This is Straight From The Heart. You already know where you're listening to it at. It's on Sirius XM. This is Channel 96.
96.
Laugh Out Loud Radio. We do our best to give you real, raw, authentic conversation on the regular.
Conversation, no condo.
God damn it.
I like it.
If it ain't raw, it ain't right. We're going to do our best to let this conversation bleed from the day and stay through the night. God damn it, I'm Kevin Hart. I don't do the show by myself. I do it with my brothers, my brethren. Going from my right to my left.
Joey Wells 5.
Naeem the Star.
Spang Horton.
H. Goodspeed.
Wayne 215.
God damn it, Las Vegas. And one more big thank you to Extra. We appreciate you guys. Such a dope partner. All right, let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Straight From The Heart, real, raw, authentic radio. Guys, to listen to this show and previous shows, all you need to do is go to SiriusXM.com and listen on demand. You can do it on your phone or on a SiriusXM app.
A Taste Makers Media production.
So tasty.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, and I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
So what do people get when they listen to The Late Show Pod Show? Let's sell this thing.
The extended moments, for sure, because we run out of time for broadcast, but we have plenty of time on the podcast.
It's kind of like being a live audience member of the show because you get things that no one else hears. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.
Start clean with Clorox because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Hey, listen. Remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah. Of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well.
Ooh, yeah. That happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.